While many have searched for the paranormal, few have successfully documented its presence. I've made it my life's work to seek out those extraordinary individuals who may be the evolutionary link in my studies regarding the other side. I am Dr. Dietman, and these are the Dietman Files. Case 13003, Never a More Noble Pursuit. Review of my team's cases has temporarily been paused. I received a knock at my office door this morning, but when I answered, I found no one. Instead, there was a small box containing a series of cassettes. While my initial reaction was to place the box into storage for review at a later point, the faded writing on its outside caught my attention. Surely, it must be a prank because I cannot imagine that many people would remember Martin McGuire, much less think to send me a box of his property.
June 18th, 1975. Time is 9:54. Autopsy of subject 43, who died during experiment. Subject is a 45-year-old woman, clairvoyant. Under autopsy, it becomes evident that the subject's heart spontaneously ruptured and failed. There is no scientific cause for this. Hearts may have heart attacks, have blockages, or any other number of medical issues. They do not spontaneously explode. We cannot sustain this rate of subjects expiring. If clairvoyants are too weak to participate in our studies, we will need to look elsewhere.
So what are we doing today? Dr. Girard said we've got a new subject?
Of course we have a new test subject. The last one died.
I'm just saying, he seemed excited about it.
Excited or desperate, his old friend Martin isn't going to be too friendly anymore without some tangible results.
He's been financing Doc's project for forever, though. He knows it's highly experimental.
He's been working on it for decades, and no one waits forever.
Ladies! How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Girard.
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Excellent. We'll be trying something out today. A bit different than what we've been doing.
Oh?
Our new subject isn't a clairvoyant.
Oh, did you find another postcog?
Not quite.
Psychograph?
Better. We've got a genuine telekinetic on our hands, ladies.
Really? You found someone with psychokinesis?
Well, my sources did.
This will be interesting. The usual gimmick with the cards isn't going to work with this one, is it? We'll need to find some targets. Acrylic balls, maybe?
Well, the drugs still need to wear off this subject, so we have plenty of time. I'll see you both in the lab in 1 hour.
Yes, Dr. Girard.
June 19th, 1975. Time is 12:22. Session 1 was subject 44. Subject is 34 years old, male, with no children, college graduate, working as a paralegal. Subject is a purported psychokinetic.
No, I can't do anything. Please, let me go.
Test 1 will be a confirmation of the subject's abilities and scope of power. Commencing.
Hey there, I'm sorry about all the fuss. We just want to do some tests with you. We don't mean you any harm.
You kidnapped me off the street.
Well, secret research into psychic phenomena is atypical. Sorry about all that.
Who are you people? The CIA or something?
Don't worry about it. Just think about focusing on this.
A ball.
A ball. We want you to pick it up.
You shackled me to a chair. How exactly am I supposed to pick it up?
Oh, I think you know.
I really don't.
Don't play coy with us. You were seen levitating law books around you in a library.
Now, we're not mad at you or anything. We just want you to pick up the ball the same way you did the books. It's
not that simple. Most of the time, it just happens. I'm not even thinking about it when it does. It's not... I can't control it.
Well, this is an excellent opportunity for us to practice controlling it then, isn't it? If you try and extend your thoughts over to the ball, can you do that? Can you try and pick it up?
I can't.
Are you sure? Reach out. Harmonize with it. Just lift the ball.
I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't. It just doesn't work like that.
It's okay. I'm sorry, too.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry for what comes next. There was an easier way.
What the hell was that?
Motivation. Lift the ball.
I just told you, I can't. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, dear.
Stop, please. What are you doing?
The pain will stop when you lift the ball. Simple. It's entirely under your control.
You can't be serious.
Oh, I think you'll find I'm deadly serious.
I'm sorry. I really hoped it didn't have to be this way. But if you won't lift the ball...
If you can't do it consciously, maybe a steady stream of electricity at a lower level will distract him sufficiently for his subconscious to take over.
As opposed to intermittent shocks?
He's not like the clairvoyance. There's no focusing for him. It seems quite the opposite, really.
So a steady, low-level stream.
Perhaps set to power level 3?
It's worth a shot.
No, please. I can't. If I could, I would.
If you can, then you will.
It's okay. I know it hurts, but it's ultimately harmless. We just need you to lift the ball.
I...
It's okay. Breathe through the pain. Let your senses take over. Lift the ball.
Why are you... I...
Lift the ball for me. Lift the ball. Look, look! That's it. Just lift the ball. You can do it. Can you raise it up more?
This confirms it. He's a genuine psychokinetic. I'll have to pay the finder's fee, but what a find indeed.
We'll likely need to train him to get his ability under conscious control before proceeding with phase 2 testing. Do you want us to handle the transition?
If you could, please. I'm going to make a few subtle alterations to the object. I have an idea how to shift it so it can hold energy more efficiently.
Are you sure? Any changes to it? It's incredibly dangerous to do alone without help.
They're very small changes. Not to worry. I'll handle it. You two are doing good work here.
Good, good. Now, can you move the ball over there?
I've made substantial changes to the internal storage structure. I'm confident this will work much better than the previous versions.
That's what you said about the previous versions you made.
Yes, but I was thinking about it all wrong. I was thinking about it like a normal battery, not a psychic battery. Changing the internal storage structure to use enhancing crystals as opposed to normal chemicals will allow much less energy to be lost.
I certainly hope so. You've been working on this without result for years now, Gerard.
I know, sir, but a breakthrough is close. I can feel it.
If you're certain, I'll come back to check on your progress later this week.
Of course, Mr. McGuire. Take care. What's he care how long it takes? Doesn't look a day older than the day I met him. Seems like he could wait forever. But my funding... needs must. June 30th, 1975. Time is 10:35. Session 9 was Subject 44, confirmed psychokinetic. Subject has grasped a more conscious control of his psychic abilities.
He's gotten quite good.
Session 9 will be a test, not of Subject 44, but of the new molecular configuration of the device. Adjustments have been made to the storage unit, including a new light sensor visible on the exterior of the unit's case, which connects to the interior crystal battery. Theoretically, an increase in light intensity should indicate a positive response to the subject's energy output. Failure to respond will be evident by a lack of illumination.
Hey, how are you doing?
Worse. Now that I'm in the lab again. What is it this time? Toenails? Ripping my teeth out?
We would never. None of the motivation we've provided has done any lasting damage to you.
You drowned me.
What's a little waterboarding between friends?
Yes, but it was temporary. So were the shocks. Nothing we do leaves any scars or marks on you.
You mean visible scars?
We're trying something a little different today. Do you see the device on the table over there?
Yes. What is it?
It's a strength tester of sorts. What we want you to do is reach out to it, just like you would the ball, and try to lift it.
It has a light on it. What's it going to do?
Nothing, really. Don't worry. If it works, you won't be able to lift it, but it'll glow brighter. The brighter it glows, the stronger you are.
Can we get on with this?
Can you reach out to it for me? Try to lift it.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, wow, that's brighter than I realized.
Look, it's working. Good job.
The energy isn't fueling an incandescent bulb of any sort. Essentially, what you're seeing is the trapped psychic electrons acting as photons. The crystal just amplifies the effect.
I'll pretend like I'm not a lowly lab assistant and act like I understood that.
You'll understand it someday.
It's glowing. Should I stop?
No, let's keep going. Can you make it glow brighter?
I mean, sure. Probably.
I should have brought sunglasses.
Look at this, though. This is magnificent. All of the energy is contained within the device's crystalline structures. With as bright as this is getting, we're having very little energy spill.
I feel kind of sick.
You feel sick?
Yeah. That thing. It's not like trying to levitate a normal object. It's like it reacts. I've never experienced this. It's almost like it's trying to pull me in, or... No, not me, but...
Your energy. Like it's pulling at your energy directly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Sort of like a parasite latching on.
We'll take a brief break so you can recover some, okay? Let me get you a sandwich. Here you go. Eat up. We'll need you to get your strength back before the next round. We don't want you passing out on us now, do we?
Yeah. That would just be the worst.
This isn't supposed to be active, is it? I thought it passively absorbed the energy, not actively drained it.
That is correct. The crystalline inner structure was designed to enhance energy storage, not as a method of gathering the energy.
This isn't what we planned. We should stop and review. This could be dangerous.
Or this could be exactly what we need.
What do you mean?
We think all the other subjects expired from pushing too hard, right? If this one doesn't have to push and instead just let it pull, we won't end up with another exploding heart this time.
If it's pulling from him, what's gonna make it stop?
I don't know. When we think we've had enough, we could tell him that he can break his focus, just as we've been doing to end the previous tests. Or we could physically remove him from the range of the device if we have to. We are so close to a breakthrough. Science cannot progress without risks.
I don't like this, Dr. Gerard. It seems too risky. It could drain him dry.
So, better drained dry than an exploded heart.
Donna!
You just like this one because he's cute.
Ladies, settle please. We are scientists. We will proceed with all due caution. We should not stop the experiment merely because an unexpected phenomena has cropped up.
But, sir...
Not to worry, Susan. We'll be careful. But Donna is right. This could be the breakthrough we're looking for.
We've never conducted a research like this. You've always been so meticulous about properly documenting and investigating.
Well, that method hasn't worked up until now, has it? Maybe it's time for something different.
So we just push him? Do you want him to do it voluntarily? I suppose we could shock him and really see how much energy he can output.
That won't be necessary. Now, go ahead and resume the tests.
Hey, are you feeling better?
Yeah, I guess.
We're gonna try again, and I'm gonna ask you some questions during the test this time, okay? Can you try and lift it only a little bit?
A little bit?
Yes, as if you were trying to make it float just a couple inches off the table instead of a foot or so.
Okay.
We should really be measuring the light output from this in lumens for documentation purposes. Do we have a tool like that in the lab?
We might. I wouldn't worry, though. There's no way to measure how much energy he's outputting in contrast to the increase in light.
How does that feel?
Like a trickle of blood being drawn from my body. You know the feeling? Like something is being sucked from within you, but instead of blood, it's, well... I guess it's my energy?
But it's just a trickle.
Yeah, it's definitely less than earlier. It's still being pulled from me, but it isn't as intense. Maybe more like gravity pulling it gradually instead of someone just yanking it away?
What happens if you try to lift it higher?
It feels... harder now. Like I'm in tug of war. It's pulling at me.
So when you give more, it pulls harder.
Give more? I mean, yeah, the more effort I'm exerting, the more it seems to pull at me.
Are you okay? How do you feel?
I don't know. I feel like it's draining me, but I'm not exhausted. I don't know how to describe it.
Susan, have the subject increase the intensity of efforts. We need to see where the limit lies.
Sir, he's not feeling well.
Have him comply. He can rest when the experiment's completed.
Sure I can.
You think he can go a little farther? What if you try to lift it to the ceiling?
What? All the way up there?
You can try, right?
Sure. Why not? I can always rest when I'm dead.
Don't say that. You'll be able to rest after the experiment is over. We always...
Listen, there's always another experiment to do. Another study. Another shock therapy. I'm not stupid. I know I'm not getting out of here alive.
Now, Susan!
Don't worry. I've accepted my fate. Thanks for doing the best you could for me. Your kindness was always an unexpected bright spot of my days.
What are you saying?
Don't worry. I won't mess up your experiment. I'll give more. A lot more.
Oh, wow, it's so much brighter.
Sweet heavens. The illumination this provides.
Are you okay? This is...
It's sucking it out of me now. Fast. Powerfully. In a tug of war, I'm definitely losing. Badly.
We need to stop. Doctor, we need to stop.
I think it's too late to stop now, Susan. It's far too late.
Have the subject maintain course. We are not calling for a halt.
Just a little bit more.
Oh my God, you're lifting it? That's supposed to be...
I'm not. It's doing that itself.
It's hovering, Doctor. If the crystal is absorbing all the energy.
Most interesting. If the crystal was absorbing all of the energy, the psychokinetic effect should not happen. And yet, there is clearly a reaction continuing, so it cannot be a complete overload.
I can barely stand to look at it. Is it going to get brighter?
Hey, you don't look. Are you okay? Hey, listen to me.
The other people's hearts exploded, you said?
You heard that?
If my heart's not gonna explode, let's see what else we can get to explode.
We need to evacuate immediately!
It's starting to vibrate! Look at that! The energy is being converted to kinetic energy as well!
It's as bright as sunlight, sir! I think we should—
This is groundbreaking! It's as if it's adjusting to keep from overloading. I wonder how we can discover the limits.
Sir,
and—
if he's still pushing energy at it, should we?
No, we need everyone to get out!
This is magnificent! Susan, have the subject—
There you are. I found your other half over there. Hope you didn't like your legs. There's no way you'll ever walk again. Oh, in my experience, being blown to bits is almost always fatal. The chances of recovery are slim to none, especially with your lower being blown apart from your upper. You look astonished. Whatever killed you must have done so quickly, for your face to be frozen like this. What did you find? Is this your recorder? Ah, wonderful. All your documentation has burned, so goodness knows I'll need something from your experiments in order to not call this entire enterprise a complete waste. You were so confident the last time we met, too. Don't worry, Doctor. I'll go through your tapes and discover what killed you in the end. I may be eccentric, but I am no fool. Oh, what's that? You aren't the Doctor. Well, regardless, it's kind to close their eyelids, isn't it? The least I could do, I suppose. Rest peacefully in death, whoever you are. Maybe I'll see you there soon enough.
My investigation into Milton Laboratories has finally been completed. Though the Department of Energy was quick to expunge as many of its ownership records as it could, enough of the trail exists to show that my one-time friend and colleague, Martin McGuire, owned Milton Laboratories. Martin was killed in an accident that shares the date of this laboratory's explosion back in the 70s. At least, that is what I've been led to believe. Based on the date, and the fact that it is clearly his voice on the recording made on the same day as the accident, I believe that this was not true. Who then was it, burned beyond recognition, that we buried in that closed casket funeral? The fact that these cassettes were sent to my office while I was gone is surely no coincidence. Considering how recently they were received, I don't believe that the cassettes were meant for my team. No, they were meant for me. They are a taunt, now that it's far too late for me to act on this newfound information. Looking back over these cases, it's clear that JB and Ash were led down a deliberate path. But hindsight is 20/20, as they say, and it's a shame that they couldn't see what was happening to them until it was too late.
The Deepman Files is written and produced by Alexandra Frund Clinton. This episode featured guest writer Elizabeth DeLizer. This episode featured Dr. Zane as Dr. Deepman, TJ Lauser as Dr. Gerard, Catherine Jones as Donna, Gabrielle as Susan, Alex Weaver as Subject 44, and DJ Crum as Martin McGuire. A special thank to editors Terry Crew and Corey Mattson. Audio mixing provided by Scrubcast. To sign up for our update alerts or for the link to the Deepman Files Discord community, please visit thedeepmanfiles.com. Until next time, investigators, happy hauntings!